Awakened Talk Radio, giving you the tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Nadine Green.
Welcome to Inspirational Monday here on Awakened Path Radio. As always, you can check us out at www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. Today we have with us musician and visionary Adam Rose. He is also the creator of Dissolving the Dream. Welcome back to Awakened Path Radio, Adam. It's great to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. And we talked a great deal in our last interviews, so people can just go back and revisit them if they haven't listened to them already. But I'd like to ask you, how do you see what you're doing as saving the world, the planet, the universe, us? How do you see what you're doing as saving us, preventing us from destruction?
Well, it's really looking at the most fundamental needs that we have. And if we address those fundamental needs, then everything else works itself out quite well. And it's like if you were to injure your foot, for example, and let's say you are oblivious to the fact that your foot was injured. And so all of these other things started happening with your body, your knees and your hips, and everything else went out of whack because you're walking funny or something. All because of like a pinky toe or something. So if without looking at the foundational cause of what's going on, everything else will come out of alignment, which is what we have right now. So if you do address the most fundamental thing, which is the way we relate to one another and the way that we just our general presence, that will take care of everything else. And I'm quite confident of that. And I just get more confident of that as I come into more of my own authenticity, and I see the discrepancy between that and where a lot of people are. And, you know, when people talk intellectually about the problems in the world, I can oftentimes see that they are actually embodying the wrong type of presence. It's very ridiculous to me that they're talking about the problems out there when they haven't really embodied that soul presence with themselves. You really have to start with that yourself. And to get a picture of that, I would say the rock star is a much better kind of representation of what this personality is than the monk or the so-called spiritual person that we've been typically thinking of as a spiritual person. But a really well-expressed individual is much more in alignment with the spirituality that we need to embrace here.
Very good. Excuse me. Now, with your mission, what you're doing, your work. Do you have any help or do people offer to assist you with what you're trying to do?
Well, so far it's been pretty scant. And so that's the difficulty. And so it's always a question of what I'm going to do during the day that's going to seem to attract more attention. And so far I haven't done anything that's really ridiculous yet to attract attention. I'd rather not do that. I'd let the ideas and the work stand for themselves, but I'm not opposed to doing things that are a little bit goofy, ridiculous to get a little bit of attention if need be. That being said, I'd rather do this in a systematic way where we get the brightest people to join rather than broadcast this to too much of a mass audience, because I'm a little bit nervous about what might happen should this go mainstream too quickly, because things tend to get polluted when they enter the mainstream. So I don't know if I would want to go that route. So we'll see where the next few months take me. And I'm always having to reevaluate what I'm doing and the track that I'm on.
Now, a lot of people who are doing similar work, I hear them constantly saying, now is the time. Now is the time. What do you think, in your opinion, why do you think now is the time to start taking a stand, to start doing the work, to start delivering the messages, letting people hear it? Why is now such a fertile time for this?
Well, it's a really good question. But first of all, I just want to say it in my mind, it's past time. It's not now is the time. We're so used to hearing now is the time. Mm. And I'm quite sick of that, actually. No, it's like it's past time. We got to start seeing ourselves as being pretty lazy in terms of how we're moving here. We're going way too slowly here. Mm. And I'd rather hear people start to say it's past time. We should have probably got something in motion by now. And if you don't mind repeating the question one more time, I'm sorry.
Well, since you said, you know, now is it's past time. Why do you think it's past time? What in your opinion now, why do you think it's past, we should have done this a long time ago?
Yeah, at least several years ago, we should have gotten some momentum started in the right direction. And that's simply because the truth is available to us and we have the technological means to make it happen now. Mm-hmm. And so being that that's so, there's really no good reason to delay in light of the fact that, 105 people are going to die in the next minute alone. And that's the death toll. 4,800 animals are going to be killed for food every single second. So there's, when we talk about delaying here, usually we're so self-obsessed in our own little bubble that we forget all these things are going on there. But it's just like one of the things that people hate to see more than anything is an animal be abused. And sometimes when you see this on YouTube or something, there's just an enormous outcry of people that just get enraged when they see this. Yet it's not like when you turn around, it stopped happening. And so we need to understand that this is always going on. And just because you're not aware of it in any moment doesn't mean it stopped. So with given the atrocity that's going on right now, and given the standard that we should have, which is that if one person in the world is screaming for help and mercy, and they're sincere in their asking for help, we have the duty, we have the responsibility to help them. So delays are absolutely unacceptable here, given the fact that we have the capability and given the fact that we have the understanding necessary that we can actually turn things around very quickly here.
Yes, with all of our technological advances, we have no excuse.
Right.
We actually have no excuse for trying to for anything, actually. It's right. It's very sad, and it reflects our I don't like the word, but it reflects our laziness in trying to get the message out, trying to absorb it, and also trying to do something about our situation. We're in an awful state right now. We need to really, as you said, it is past time. It should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah, and it's nice to hear that you state that, and that we are in an awful place. And it's not that there's not good out there, but we need to have really high standards. We need to have our standards meet God's standards, which is that you shouldn't be suffering at all. Mm. You shouldn't be living lives of toil and suffering like you are. Mm. We need to really raise our standards for what life should be. And right now it's so substandard, it's pretty much unfathomable when you really think about it. But we do have to be really honest about our experience here. Mm. And it's just like if you had a family member that was in severe distress right now, how happy could you be if you really cared about them? And well, you know, if we are truly one human family, as we like to pay lip service to, then we know that there's enormous suffering out there, which is absolutely intolerable. So we have to really be honest. And that's the first step, is getting really honest about our situation here. But a lot of so-called spiritual people still want to gloss over that. They want to say, oh, but there's so much good. And it's like, okay, yeah, I get that. But we got to really be honest about the state of the world as it is and not try to sugarcoat it too much.
Mm. I'm going to switch gears for a minute and point to your music. So after our last show, I talked about sharing a piece of your music, because you are a musician after all.
Yep.
And today you're going to share a piece of a song with us. I think it's Astral Temple.
Whenever you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was off of my Gates Wide Open CD, which just came out last year. So here's a few seconds of it.
Okay, we'll talk about it after.
Sure. Thank you. So that's about the first minute of that tune, and the flute comes in a little bit later, and it's a really well-composed tune. I'm very proud of it.
It's beautiful.
Okay. Now,
first of all, how did you come up with the title, and what is the significance of this? You know, what's the inspiration behind this song, this piece?
Yeah, well, that was one song. I'm pretty sure, I don't actually remember for sure, but I remember getting up and already having the idea for it in my head. Mm-hmm. Like I woke up with that little da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I came up with that idea. It was already there when I woke up in the morning. So it came to me in my sleep somehow. And so I immediately sat down with the iPad and just sketched it out and pretty much composed the whole thing in a couple hours. And then it was just a matter of recording it. And the title was, I don't know, I just try to feel into the essence of the song and get some imagery, and that's where the title came from. So no great story there.
Well, it does feel like an astral temple when you're listening to it. You can get that sort of feel of being taken in. It's really an amazing piece.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about your other, you know, your music overall. So with your music, have you actually seen benefits in regards to the work that you're trying to do? Has it touched people? Has anyone ever said anything to you about it? Has it moved anyone?
Yeah, well, you know, my number one fan is actually my neighbor nearby, and he keeps reminding me of how great he thinks I am. He's definitely my number one fan. Every time we get together, he always reminds me of that. So it's always important to just have, at least have one person who's a really big fan of what you're doing. And thank God for that, because sometimes you don't get reminded of that too often.
Yep.
So, you know, like as we talked about last time, we can do so much for another just by offering such a small gesture. And so even if you have that one person who reminds you, that can be enough sometimes to affirm what you already know about yourself, which you may sometimes forget. So yeah, there hasn't been enough praise, but in my opinion, but there's the critical reviews that I've gotten lately have been really positive and affirmative about what I'm doing. So I've always believed in it ever since I was maybe 11 years old or something, that I had a real gift there. And that's, I think, a testament to your purpose when you're not getting too much support, yet you know you believe so much that you still put so much energy into it and you still believe in it, even if you're not getting great support. That's I think, how you really know that it is your purpose. And
True. Yeah. Now, when you are suddenly inspired to compose a song, does it always happen the way it happened with this particular song? Do you have to sit and think about it? Is it something that happened to you during the day? What keeps the music coming? You know, what is that, you know, keeps all the ideas flowing through your head?
Yeah. Well, I wish they all came as easily as that one did. That's the nicest thing, when you just wake up, you already have an idea, and you can, within a couple hours, you pretty much got the whole thing. That's more rare for it to happen like that. There is usually what you start with is a seed idea, like a hook, right? And that could be anything. It could be a beat. It could be a melody. It could be a chord progression. It could be a lyric too. Anything that grabs you and that inspires you to add on and build from there. So you need that first, and there needs to be a good hook. And if there's not a good hook, you really don't have much. I mean, there are probably cases when you have an average hook and you still are able to somehow build it into a great song. But really, you need to start with that seed idea, something that's really good that you feel like adding on to. And so that's the main thing. So the more curious you are, the more open-minded you are just about in life in general, the more that's going to holographically reflect back into your music as well, and you'll have the same approach. So if anything, I have the problem, I have too many ideas, I just don't know which ones to focus on sometimes and flesh them out into well-produced songs. I have so many ideas, you know, and I'm almost greedy for ideas. Like if I go a whole week and I don't have a good idea, I start to say what's going on with the universe or something. I have a whole lot of ideas that are just waiting to be birthed into greater things. But I'd like to start collaborating with other people too, and start getting out of just my own home studio and doing everything on my own. I'm getting a little tired of this kind of creation process. I would like to start collaborating with others.
That's very good. Now, when you in your overall work, you have certain, we talked about last time that we're in danger of destroying ourselves here on planet Earth. What is your like nutshell advice to all of us so that we don't send ourselves down the path of destruction? Our world, our universe, everything.
Yeah, well, it's quite simple. I've developed what I call the plan, and that's a 4-week module where you get together with other people, a group of about 10 people, and you actually do what's in that plan. Mm-hmm. And I've thought very carefully about what all the details are such that it delivers the most impact in as short a period of time as possible. I don't really see another way. I don't see another, and there's reasons for every single thing that I put in there. Mm-hmm. To be the way it is. I don't see another way besides us actually focusing on relationships and directly supporting one another. I see all other ideas that we have as either being not the priority, yet they still could be good ideas, or they might be completely irrelevant. But there are certainly millions of great ideas out there that are just waiting to be implemented, but we have not been able to implement them on the scale that we need to, because we haven't addressed the most primal, fundamental piece, which is who we are in relation to other people. Recognizing that an independent entity does not make any sense. Mm-hmm. We're defined by our relationships. You know, when we talk about our families, we talk about sons and daughters and uncles and aunts and mothers, fathers. Those are all relational terms that we refer to one another by, right? And so we are really who we are based on who we're in relation to. And so we really have to address this before anything else. And we're just going to continue to spin our wheels if we don't. So I wish it was the case that people were able to see the obvious truth that we're missing better. And that's really my main job is to make this as clear as possible, that there's just no way we can do any type of true spiritual work when we're bypassing our relationships.
Right. Now, has this wisdom that you've been imparting come from ancient people or your guides, or is it just some ancient wisdom that we've just been ignoring?
Well, that's possible that it is ancient wisdom that we've been ignoring. I would say that it's quite likely that this wisdom has always existed. And that it's been pretty much edited from the spiritual texts that we have. That's one really good possibility, as we know that things like the Bible are not exactly how they were 2,000 years ago, or might not even be anywhere close. So really, this does have to come through your own desire for the truth, your own thirst for the truth. And yes, I would say that there is definitely communication with realms beyond this one, which is how I get this inspiration. But in terms of talking to entities or being a channel or mediumship like that, no, I don't consider those terms really. We all have this access. Just like I woke up that morning and I had that seed idea for that song in my head. Where does that come from? Well, I was in communication with something else. So we are receivers. We are like radios, and we can pick up not only music, but we can pick up messages as well. And I don't particularly like a whole lot of people that are channeling now. I think it's more invalid than it's ever been when we can all access this just by being real simple and honest and not needing any kind of special answers, especially when they have to do with cosmic sagas of different planets and races and star beings and all this kind of stuff. It's totally irrelevant to what actually we need to do to get the job done here.
Well, is there anything else about your work or upcoming work that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Well, I'm going to keep things coming out. I've decided to take a different direction with some videos that I'm going to start producing pretty soon. Probably take a more humorous route than I have been taking. I've realized I've been making videos that have been too long. And so I'm gonna try that, and I'm gonna use all my social media knowledge that I'm acquiring and hopefully will continue to acquire to get them everything out as quickly as possible. And I'll be coming up with another album. Hopefully that'll be done by the end of February. So yeah, nice. create, you know, just never stop. And I kind of view myself as a prolific planter of seeds. So just don't worry so much about if they're actually taking root or not, but just keep planting those seeds and water them, nurture them, and hope that some of them sprout. So, yep.
It's fantastic. So for our listeners to stay up to date on everything that you're doing, how would they be able to do that?
Well, my music is at adamroseproductions.com, and my visionary work is at dissolvingthedream.com. And there's links that you can find within those websites as well to hear the music and to see the other stuff I'm doing as well. So just take some time with those websites and look around. I'll continually be adding more content to them as well. So yeah, just keep posted.
Thank you, Adam. It was such a pleasure speaking with you again. And I'd love for you to keep up the good work that you're doing. Keep moving forward.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. You as well.
Thank you so much, Adam. Mm-hmm.
Joining us on Awakened Path Radio. Please check us out at www.awakenedpathonline.com. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Nadine Green, and you are listening to Awakened Path Radio, giving you tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. Namaste and blessed day.